Monday, December 4th. Happy birthday to the great Jay-Z. The college football playoff has been decided yesterday, and as expected, lot of drama and analysis. Armchair quarterbacks telling you that the committee got it right, or that they're the worst people in the world, or somewhere in between. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that this was shaping up to be the most wide open final eight, trying to cut to four in the last couple weeks of the season. And a couple teams got taken out of contention on the field, namely Oregon and Ohio State, which we knew was going to happen if those two teams lost. Also, if Ohio State happened to beat Michigan, which hasn't happened in quite a while, now that I think about it. It would have been Michigan who was out, but it ended up the way things unfolded after all the games were played that there were six teams with legitimate cases, very legitimate cases, for four spots. So two programs, no matter what, were going to be devastated, most likely. And starting from the back, right? Let me start with Georgia. I'd like to throw some self bias in here, and my culprit is Todd McShay, who I heard on Ryan Russillo's podcast last week say Georgia's in, even if they lose to Alabama. And he, being a foremost leader in the college football space, convinced me that that was true without me knowing really, as much about college football as I'd like to, as I used to. So I was like, oh, wow. Which actually surprised me. If I didn't hear that, I would have thought that whoever loses the SEC championship game is out unless something crazy happens with the other teams. But that had me thinking, wow, if Georgia's definitely in with a loss even, then that's really, really gonna fuck things up. Sure enough, Georgia loses, but McShay is wrong and they're out. And they should have been. You can't lose your last game in the SEC championship title game with the other contenders that exist here this year and get in, even though you've won 29 games in a row in the last two national championships. This is not about the last two seasons. This is about this year. And unfortunately, you didn't win it when you had to, when it was all on the line. However, if I were a bulldog, I would say, well, we have one loss. We were undefeated all year. Our one loss is against another team that's in the playoff. Like, it's a pretty good one loss. There are only two undefeated teams. So as far as the one loss teams go, our resume is as good as anyone's. And you know what? They have a case. But for me, they just wouldn't have made it because that's just how the cookie crumbles this year. Florida State. This is obviously the big one that everyone is really talking about because you have people on completely opposite sides of the fence here. The pro case for Florida State is quite obvious and clear and certain. Undefeated. They won every fucking game, one of the big five conferences, and they're undefeated. Like, how can they possibly not be in? The con side. They are clearly not better than any of the four teams that made it. If they made it as the four seed, they probably would have been a two touchdown underdog to Michigan, whereas Alabama, who did make it, we'll get to them in a second, is like a 1.5 point underdog. So they're just a worse team. Plus, they lost their star quarterback and play in an inferior division. Conference rather compared to the other four, most likely. But therein lies a problem that usually sorts itself out, but this year it just didn't. When you have when you're titling the conferences as the Big Five, and you're only putting four into the playoff, if you have a situation like this, you're setting yourself up for disaster. When the five conference champions this year are the top five teams, and they all have great cases, and one of them happens to be undefeated, but is clearly the worst and lost their quarterback. It's just like one of them is going to be fucking pissed and not get into the Final Four. And this time it was Florida State. It seems shocking because their record is unblemished. They never fucked up where every other team, not every other team, sorry, the 3 and the 4 seed, the two teams that they, I guess, have a gripe over, Texas and Alabama, both lost one time. So if I'm perfect and you haven't been perfect and we both won our shit, won our conferences, how come you're in over me? And there's a very fair case there for them. But that being said, as a football fan, I much rather see the other four teams play against each other. As a Michigan fan, I would have rather, and to double down on that, as a Michigan fan, I much rather would be playing Florida State on January 1st than Alabama, because I think it would give us a much better chance to advance to the national title game. Anyway, that's what happened, and we're left with Michigan, Washington, the two obvious ones, undefeated Pac-10, Big Ten champs, and then Texas and Alabama. Texas, who beat Alabama, that's their one loss. So Alabama has exactly what Georgia's case was, where, hey, we won the SEC and we lost to one of the other four teams, one of the other three teams in the Final Four, because Alabama won it. You know, it's when you lose matters just as much as who you lose to. Because Alabama lost early in the year to another great team. Georgia lost the last game of the season in the SEC title game to another great team. Committee's in a no-win spot this year with five teams with very, very, very legitimate cases and a sixth with a decent case as well. So next year it's going to be 12 teams and that's going to be too many. This time there are too few spots. But the bottom line is we're left with a pretty awesome fucking Final Four. So I'm going to watch. How about you?